Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A relatively tranquil all-star break becomes the biggest trade in Chicago history.
Yeah, it was a pretty exciting day yesterday. It caught a lot of people by surprise. Normally, when deals of this magnitude happen, you get a little bit of an inkling of it, right? Mm-hmm. And the two teams kind of scooped everybody with the tweet of the trade. Jose Quintana has long been a very underrated starting pitcher, kind of toiling, I wouldn't say in obscurity, but, you know, with the one loss totals not really eye-popping, he's just kind of doing what he does, 200 innings a year, durable, excellent work for the White Sox, and they turned that into a couple of top prospects from the Cubs system. I really think this is a trade that could work out for both teams, and I think that's the goal when you make a deal like this, is that both sides get what they want.
Yeah, it's an interesting, we have several teams in Chicago now, like the Bears and the Sox, and are going through like what they call a rebuilding phase, which sounds so much better than tanking. And the Cubs have already done that, and so this trade really is reflective of where both teams are at this particular time in history.
No question. This is the kind of move the Cubs would have made from the White Sox perspective about, you know, 3 years ago. And I'm impressed with how the White Sox have gone about their business. And over the last calendar year, they've compiled some of the best prospects in the game today. And that should position them well here in the near future. And if you're a Cubs fan, you know, the starting rotation was not consistent in the first half. So this is about not only 2017, Frank, but it's about the future, too, because with Quintana's contract, he's got another year left on his deal plus two team options and very affordable. So I think this deal was as much about the following three seasons, making sure that you had a solid major league starter, as it was about the second half of this season, because as we know, Jake Arrieta is going into free agency. John Lackey could be near the end of his career, so you were looking at possibly 40% of your rotation not being available to you next year. So in order for the Cubs to make a deal like this, they needed to get someone they could control contractually for a few years, and that's why I really like this deal. And if you're looking for a comparison, you know, he's basically put up numbers that John Lester has put up when you dig into some of the quantitative stats. Jose Quintana, 28, is putting together kind of the trajectory that you'd like to see and that John Lester has put together.
Yeah, and it really shows you the modern sports management system of how important timing and money are now to the game, almost more than anything else.
Yeah, no question. And I think the other part that I really like about this is just the fact that there were a lot of people who thought the Cubs and White Sox would not make a deal like this because of the sports talk shows and the newspapers and the grading of trades and the idea that one side of town might win a deal over the other. The fact is that they both matched up really well here in terms of talent with what the White Sox are looking for and what the Cubs needed and wanted. And I like the fact that the two organizations were able to get together on a deal that has the city buzzing.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, they have made some pretty big trades in the past, the Cubs and the White Sox. And it's, for someone who's a fan of both teams, like I am, kind of an anomaly in Chicago, it's really a good situation for both sides.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming Quintana will face his former team here in a couple of weeks, so that's always good for ratings, too.
Oh, I forgot about ratings. They're right up there with time and money, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Len, we'll call a good game tonight, and we'll check in with you again on Monday.
I will give you the crab cake review from Baltimore.
Yum. All right, thanks. Len Casper back again on Monday on the morning show, the XRT Morning Show. Frankie Lee filling in for Lynn Bramer today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.